You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
With tomorrow being Valentine's Day and all, we want to know what next level out of the ordinary plans you have cooked up for Cupid's favorite holiday. 206-803-ROCK. Sarah on I-5, tell us about the double date you have planned.
First of all, my husband and I never go out on Valentine's Day. We celebrate it, but never the day of.
We're the same way. We usually wait like the next day or like a couple days afterwards because it's just bonkers on Valentine's Day.
But, absolutely. Last year, my friends and I started doing a thing together, and I discovered this year is the 20th anniversary of Hemp Fest, and the first day is on Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry, did you say Hemp Fest?
No, Hemp Fest.
Like H-U-M-P?
Correct. It is an amateur porn film festival. So you're sitting in a theater with a bunch of people watching amateur porn.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at this. It's the humpfilmfest.com. Get ready to celebrate two decades of unbridled creativity and sexual expression with the Hump Film Festival.
And let me just say that Rule 34 is real.
Rule 34?
If it's out there, you can make a porn out of it.
Oh, okay. My God. So you've never been to this before?
I went to the first time last year.
Okay. Got it.
And it was so big for the first time last year actually did two parts. Went to both. Absolutely. Just be ready to feel educated and uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's happening.
Tickets are still available, I see, Steve Miggs.
Yeah, it's happening on tomorrow, and it says it's 20 years and going hard.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks for the Valentine's inspiration, Sarah.
Absolutely. If you get the chance to go. It is absolutely the best time.
That is the craziest thing.
I thought for sure that Sarah wrote Hemp Fest on the screen. But wrote hump by accident. But yeah, this has been a thing that's been going on.
That has been, and it goes all over the country.
Apparently, yes, it's happening here. It's also happening in Oregon because you got to keep things weird in Oregon as well, in Portland, and then it's also happening in San Francisco and other cities as well. Yeah, it's touring all over from New Orleans to Chicago. Like, this is a thing.
Are you going to submit some of your home footage, Steve?
We have no home footage, so we will not be. Like Dyson Desire or the other film called A Tickle. Camp Baloney. That's one of the films. These film titles are incredible. Pit of Pleasure.
Ooh.
El Sofa.
This is amazing.
Okay, yeah. Some of these I can't even say. Jello Fantasies.
Wow.
So these are like homemade movies and people go and watch them.
On Valentine's Day. I cannot think of something more romantic than that.
Jeez, man. Going to a restaurant just sounds like boring.
206-803-ROCK, what are the next level out of the ordinary plans you have for Valentine's Day? Can you compete with Humpfest?
I do like this text, kind of, almost, sort of do. And they say, you guys are going to love this. We're going to Portland. And yes, our date night tomorrow night is Steak Bites at the A Crop. Let's freaking go. Teresa, I love you and I love boobs. Can't wait.
That sounds awesome, too.
You know you got to keep her when she's like, let's go celebrate Valentine's Day at the greatest strip club of all time in Portland, Oregon.
I just love our listeners so much.
I like this one. It has nothing to do with boobs, but inspired by our show, they say we're going to Leavenworth, and we already got our tickets for the Alpine Coaster, haha, the Tumwater Twister.
Nice.
That'll be fun.
So much fun.
And you can do it as a tandem.
Yes, that's right.
And maybe if you pull out your cell phone, you could be part of Humpfest. No, don't do that. I don't encourage that. That could be very dangerous.
Do you have any big plans that you guys are doing tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night I'm going to be pretend fighting my friends at SOS Pro Wrestling.
Speaking of romance.
Yes, you know, got to get up close and personal with my friends in C4.
God.
It was an easy pitch because when they said, SOS Wrestling's happening Tacoma at Edison Square and it's on Valentine's Day, and, you know, the guy who runs is like, will you be able to be there? I'm like, let me double check. But I feel pretty confident since we've never gone out on Valentine's Day. I'm like, babe, is it cool if we celebrate Valentine's Day on the 15th? She's like, yeah, I don't care. I'm like, is it cool that I put on some spandex and pretend fight my friend? She's like, go knock yourself out. Like, not literally, but go knock yourself out. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow. But then on Saturday, we're gonna do actually a family date thing. We're going to bring Tatum a part of it as well. Because, you know, she's of our family. Like, my wife and I don't give a crap about Valentine's Day. Tatum is fired up about Valentine's Day.
That's really cool.
Making Valentine's. So now I got to remember today to stop at the store and get her a Valentine's Day gift.
Yes, you do.
Because I never get anything from my wife other than flowers.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I mean, today's our anniversary and tomorrow's, you know, Valentine's Day. So we typically kind of celebrate today instead of tomorrow for the same reason that we were talking about. It gets so busy out there.
Yeah.
But we actually celebrated our anniversary kind of and Valentine's Day last weekend. So it's kind of going to be a really boring night tonight.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, save a couple bucks. Stay in. Make Brad make me dinner.
Now, what about Sarah?
Well,
oh boy.
I'm not going to lie. I have really basic plans, but I might try to convince George to go to this Humpfest.
Oh my God.
I am looking at it. I think it would be an adventure. It would be maybe sexy, maybe not. Who knows? I don't know how you could not go to this.
We are looking at so many text messages. Someone said, I can't believe you guys have never heard of Humpfest. It's a pretty big deal. Yeah, emphasis on deal, of course.
Though. Yeah.
Here in Seattle.
I don't know how I haven't heard of it ever either.
And it's Dan Savage, the guy that's part of like The Stranger. He's been around forever. You know, he's just an icon. But like, he apparently is the guy who put this together.
I'm surprised Sarah hasn't been tapped to MC this thing.
Right? Or make my own video.
Oh, boy.
Hello? Now, do you think George would be
Would you submit a video for Humpfest for maybe the 21st anniversary?
If George would be down, absolutely. This was one of my dreams to be like an amazing porn star. Are you kidding?
And here you go.
This is my stepping stone.
This is your shot.
But we got to see if George will even come to this thing with me.
Oh, boy. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve?
He's put up with you with so many different things. I feel like this might be one of the least crazy things for him to agree to.
That's true.
To watch porn in a big room with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast.
It does. We should all go.
I'll write it by Sid.
Phrasing, okay. Steve.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.